USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the ceasefire in Syria has just begun.
There was some activity today, but we also saw some very positive activity, the beginnings of the coordination that will be required. The reason this couldn't happen instantaneously is there was a great deal of coordination that had to take place so that there can, in fact, be a safe withdrawal.
Turkey's president says they will resume fighting unless Kurdish-led fighters withdraw. President Trump says the Kurds are pleased with the ceasefire.
You have the Kurds who we're dealing with and are very happy about the way things are going, I must say.
Former Ohio Governor John Kasich says he now favors the House impeachment inquiry. He says he made up his mind after hearing acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney talk about the president's withholding military aid from Ukraine unless Ukraine's president investigated Joe Biden and his son. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
So I can get 40% off paint?
Yes.
And 40% off stains?
You bet.
Party time!
Yeah!
Oh, party time, the color. I'd like 3 gallons in party time, please.
You got it. Ask Sherwin-Williams October 18th through 21st and save 40% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $23.09. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The southeastern part of the country is preparing for Tropical Storm Nestor. It has top sustained winds of 60 miles per hour. Bruce Rotella lives in Franklin County, Florida.
You gotta heed weather. You never know what it's gonna do. It could get worse or it could get better.
The storm will bring torrential rain, high winds, and a dangerous storm surge to much of the Florida panhandle. The Supreme Court is agreeing to hear a case over the Trump administration's goal to quickly deport undocumented immigrants. The justices will hear an appeal of a ruling by a federal appeals court that blocked the quick deportation of a man from Sri Lanka. The Ninth Circuit in San Francisco found the federal law largely stripped the power of the courts to review quick deportations. The Trump administration says the case threatens to clog the U.S. immigration court system, and a decision from the high court is unlikely until early summer, which is in the middle of the presidential campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
California is implementing a new warning system for earthquakes. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Earthquake early warning alerts will become publicly available throughout California for the first time over the weekend, potentially giving people time to protect themselves from harm, according to the Governor's Office of Emergency Services. The nation's first statewide quake warning system has debuted with the 30th anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake that ravaged San Francisco October 17, 1989, as well as the annual Great Shakeout Safety Drill. Warnings produced by Shake Alert System will be pushed through two delivery systems, a cell phone app called MyShake, and the same wireless notification system that issues Amber Alerts, meaning people may receive both notifications. The state earthquake app, developed at the University of California, Berkeley, is now available for download to iOS users through iTunes and Google Play stores for Android phones. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Striking GM workers are finally voting on a tentative contract. The deal includes pay raises, higher quality health insurance, and $11,000 signing bonuses. But it doesn't prevent three factory shutdowns, including Lordstown, Ohio, where Tom O'Hara is a union leader.
Any of us from Lordstown are extremely disappointed that we didn't survive through these negotiations, and you know, we're also angry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.